The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I love what I do. I love you guys. But it's so cool to educate people and get them to learn truths about natural health. And I was in the gym the other day, last week, and I was talking to somebody, and he knew what I did. And he said, hey, I was always wondering, I'm an MRI tech, so take MRIs all day long. I can't read them. I mean, he can officially, but he can't legally read them. But he says, I want to ask you a question. It's real important, you know, because I never knew the answer to this, and no doctor has ever shared this with me. How do disc issues form? How do disc herniations, bulges, how does that even happen? And it was real interesting because here's someone in the industry, and I realize a lot of doctors, they're not really caught up in the mindset of how things form. They're caught up in that mindset of how to try to treat it to get it better. So the thing is, I told them, I said, you know, disc issues, they develop when you're younger. So if you have a disc issue that's causing you pain, it's probably been there for 10, 20, 30 years at least. And what happens is the disc is a byproduct of what the bones are doing. So we should have a perfect postural position with our head over our shoulders and our back over our hips over our knees, over our ankles, so on and so forth, that perfect postural position. And if you have that, you just don't break down. I have an x-ray of someone in their 90s, 95 years old, and he died, and he had an x-ray right when he died. He had zero degeneration, but his spine was perfectly positioned. But I told him, very importantly, anytime any trauma happens, even stuff that didn't really hurt you, if the vertebra locks down, so if it becomes damaged, the ligaments and tendons and muscles become loose due to whiplash or other sort of trauma, your body's smart. It locks that joint down. It takes the bone above and the bone below, and it kind of creates one segment instead of letting them move independently against each other. So when you don't have the independent motion and the vertebras aren't moving anymore, it creates one unit that isn't moving versus two separate segments that are. Now I'm going to ask you to visualize something with me for a second. If you had a baseball, I don't know if you've ever seen a baseball, you take the leather cover off a baseball and there's this twine wrapped all around the baseball. So there's a little rubber nucleus, if you will, a little rubber ball in the middle of the baseball, and they wrap twine all around that rubber middle, and then it creates the ball. They put the leather case on it. So your disc is like that, but it's flattened down. It's flattened down to create like a disc type shape, but it's still the same. It has something called the nucleus pulposus. In the middle of, there's this little gel sort of area in the middle of the disc. Then there's cartilage fibers, which wrap around the middle part. So cartilage fibers wrap around that middle nucleus to create strength and hold that nucleus in the middle. So the nucleus is kind of a pivot point for when you go forward or back, side to side, you could pivot over that nucleus point. And the cartilage twine that wraps around it is a strength that holds it all together. So when you don't move anymore, then it's called imbibation. So that's your disc drinking the fluid that's around it. And that's where its nutrition comes from. And also it pushes the fluid out. That's when it gets rid of the waste. And when the joints aren't moving, it can't do that. So it's like, I'll give you a visual. It's like a jelly donut. If you have a jelly donut and you step on it, the jelly on the inside is going to squirt out the side. And that's what happens to the middle of the disc. You kind of get squished in that middle, pushes out to the side. And that's called a herniation. So you get to that place over decades of that disc not working well, getting thinner, becoming dehydrated or desiccated. And over time, it loses the height, starts shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And that middle part's getting squeezed, 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 till all of a sudden you have a whiplash. Your head snaps back and that stuff goes forward or it goes backwards. So if it goes backwards, that's a big problem because it goes into your spinal cord or nerves, and that can create a lot of pain, a lot of problems. It's probably going to take 20, 30 years before you have any pain or any issue associated with it. So first of all, I told him, and I'll tell you guys, the first thing you do is see what your spine looks like, right? If you have no pain, that's a beautiful thing. I'm very happy for you. Very few people can say that. But if you know what your spine looks like, then you could take care of it before it becomes a major issue. Getting it adjusted chiropractically helps phenomenally to get that joint moving better, get it better positioned, not let it lock back down, help that disc to get rehydrated and be healthier. But once it becomes something where the disc is desiccated or it's herniated, it's really hard to get it back. Chiropractically, I've helped many people get their disc back into place, but I know many people listening to the show have been to a chiropractor and it hasn't really helped them. I've had patients too, like I say, I don't know, the number of 10% of my patients have had pain where I adjusted them and it didn't really go away, right? Maybe got a little bit looser, but didn't go away because that it, the disc got so bad over decades that the middle part, that hernia, it's herniating out and that nucleus pulposus is herniating out and it's creating issues with the nerves. So once you're in that position, it becomes really traumatic and it can create a lot of pain. Now I'm going to get into a study. It's real important because people don't realize it can be helped. They assume they have the issue and the doctor told you need to just live with the pain or they're going to medicate you. But if you have a disc issue and every day it hurts you and a doctor says your only choice is surgery because you did everything else you can do, there are options now that are phenomenal. And there's research to back it up too. There was published research in the International Journal of Clinical Practice in September 2002. That's out of Seoul National University in Korea. And it's one of the most respected medical institutes in the world. And this wasn't a chiropractic journal. It was one of the most respected medical institutes in the world. And what it did, it showed that when they took these 60 patients and they all had MRI confirmed lumbar disc herniations, right? They had lower back pain, they had radiating symptoms going down their leg, they had neuropathy and sciatica and other issues going into their hips, down their legs. And they split them into two groups. Both groups came in for the same sessions, laid in the same tables, went through the same protocol for the same amount of time. So it's real, real important to understand that two groups of people split them in the middle, did the exact process with both of them, except one of them, they didn't really do the decompression therapy. They did a sham, they called a fake therapy. And one group, they did decompressive therapy. So the people who did it, they had a zero traction force applied. So decompression tables, they traction your spine to kind of pull your upper body and lower body apart, and then they oscillate. So it goes apart, then it relaxes apart, relaxes, and that pulls fluid into the disc and it pushes fluid out. Just as I was describing earlier, it brings the fluid back into the disc, makes it healthier. So the second group, the sham group, this is the gold standard for research design because, you know, placebo versus non-placebo. And they showed that the sham group didn't get any difference. They had the same thing, same therapy, didn't get any difference. Now I'm going to get into the results. And this is where it gets important. They didn't just ask patients how they felt after they did decompression therapy. They did MRIs after the treatment. So they had before MRIs and after the treatment MRIs. And they measured the actual physical volume of the herniated disc material. So the disc thinned, the herniated disc material pushed out the side of the disc and was on nerves, creating pain and other issues. And they found out the sham group, the group that didn't get any therapy, they were tricked in a sense to believe they got therapy. They showed a 7.1% reduction in disc volume, which means the herniation pulled in, but that's the exact amount you get if you're just resting. So there was no benefit from the sham or the false treatment helping them because that's the same benefit you get if you're just sleeping, lying in bed and resting. But the decompression group averaged 27.6% reduction in herniated disc volume. So pulled the herniation back into the disc, making it a much more healthy disc and how it functioned. So I want to put in that in plain language. The disc got physically smaller. The herniation got smaller measurably on MRI at the hospital in a controlled trial. So it goes further. Nearly 27% of the decompression patients achieved greater than 50% reduction in their disc herniation volume on follow-up MRI. That's crazy. So just doing decompression therapy, they had tremendous results. Now, if you combine that with getting the area adjusted, which in the past it wouldn't really help that person that much, but if you free up that joint, get it looser by being adjusted and then did decompression, the results are even better, vastly better than that. So that's the 1-2 punch to help people with disc issues tremendously. You know, there's so many people that are being told they need surgery, and I could give you the financial data on that, how much money they're going to end up spending out of pocket, how much is going to impact their life. Because I'll tell you one thing about surgeries. So the main surgery is it's a fusion surgery they do with a disc issue like that. And if you have the fusion surgery, it can be deemed a success by the doctor. In other words, they opened you up, they went in there, removed the disc, put a fake disc in there and they put screws and fused the area, right? They fused the area and it was a successful surgery from the doctor's perspective, but greater than 40% of those surgeries fail right after surgery. In other words, it fails because the person has no symptomatic difference. They hurt just as much. So just people going into surgery, if you know people, share this with them. Or if it's you, share this with yourself. You go into surgery, there's a 40% failure rate right after surgery. You come out in as much pain or more after the surgery and you can't do anything about it because you had surgery. So this is 50% better without even being adjusted, just having decompression to your spine. But if you combine that with proper you know, neurologically based adjustments to free up the disc, free up the vertebra, help the disc move better, then it can help you tremendously. Now, I want you to understand why this study is different from anything else you probably ever heard or been handed. Pain medications reduce how you feel pain. They do not change the disc. Injections reduce local inflammation. They do not change the disc. Physical therapy builds strength around the problem that doesn't change the disc. So what I love about this study using MRI to measure actual disc volume before and after treatment shows that non-surgical spinal decompression does something none of the other approaches do. It physically reduces the structure that's causing your pain. And that's not a patient testimony I'm sharing with you. That's peer-reviewed imaging data from a randomized controlled trial. So I love it. I love the facts. Now, I can tell you all day long what I see in my office. I see great results with decompression, getting people adjusted, getting them corrected. I mean, people come in and they thought they're being told the truth by their doctor. And basically, they say, I'm so much better now. You know, I was being told lies by my doctor. My doctor maybe was horribly undereducated on this particular topic, but they get great results and they feel tremendously better. So, you know, I know so many people listen to the show. I know everybody listening to the show knows somebody with a disc issue, which is causing pain. Zero doubt about it. I know, you know, people that have disc issues that's causing them massive pain. Or maybe for some of you, or even your children or grandchildren, you know, you're wondering how their health is, how their spinal health is. And it's so important to know that, right? We get our teeth x-rayed and checked every year, every 6 months. Some people go, make sure you have no cavities, your teeth are healthy. Very few people have any idea what the angles of their spine are, how they're being malpositioned, how it's creating degeneration, breakdown, and neurological pressure, creating disease and malfunction in their body. And they just go through life waiting for pain. We're told to wait for pain. What with our teeth, I'm going to tell you something. Imagine going to your dentist and saying, I have pain in my tooth. Should I start brushing my teeth now? They look at you like you're a crazy person, probably call the insane asylum to have you booked there. But it's the same thing we do with our health and our spine. We don't do x-rays of our spine. We have no idea what's going on until it hurts. Then we say, what should we do about it? And the answer is also often more destructive than anything else. To get surgery, that's what the doctors recommend. Unfortunately, within their tool bag, they're bringing to that office that day. That's one of the only tools they have to help you is surgery, pills, or injections. Honestly, go to your doctor, right? Go to them and say, how can you help me with my spine? They're going to say, well, I can give you an injection. I can give you pills. I could recommend going to a therapist or I could do surgery. But none of those things will ever help you the same way decompression therapy will help you with a disc issue, or better yet, being adjusted and then getting decompression therapy. So if you know somebody, or if you're listening to the show and you have issues yourself and you're saying, my gosh, no one ever told me this fact, or I'm hurting so much, I got to do something because I don't want surgery. You know, I'm going to open up 10 appointment times for anybody listening to the show to come into my office, go through the entire exam process. We'll do x-rays, measure what's going on with you, and I'll give you your honest recommendations of how you can get healthier and better, right? Or if you can get healthier or better. Unfortunately, some people I need to recommend for surgery, and it stinks. I wish they didn't have to, but they waited too long. They should have taken care of it, you know, years before, if not decades before. But if you're someone dealing with problems, I can give you an honest assessment of how you can get better more conservatively before going under the knife, which has a high failure rate and has a greater chance of surgery down the road again. And many people don't love surgery. I don't like it myself. So if you want to be one of those first 10 people to come in my office, have the full exam process, meet with me, I'll go through all your results with you. Just give us a call or text us. The number is 845-896-1200. And you could text us the word posture. Or we'll do disc this week. It's random. So text us the word disc, D-I-S-K, or D-I-S-C, I should say. And just do that and just say disc, or just call and leave a message. You can leave a message and say, I want to come in. I want to take advantage of one of those free 10 appointments Dr. Ashwin was talking about. And my staff will get back to you and set up a time for you. So number is 845-896-1200. Or 845-896-1200. Now, to let you know, we are located in Fishkill, New York. And if you don't know where Fishkill, New York is, it's right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. There's a water park called Splashdown. We're very close to that. So in case you know that, many people know that. But if it's right where Route 9 and Route 84 meet, we have people coming from New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, you know, all around us for decompression therapy and even chiropractic care. Because we're known for very high-level neurologically-based corrective chiropractic care. So if you want to take advantage of that, which is one more time, the number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Text us the word on it, DISC. We'll do DISC this week, or just give us a call and say you want to come in, and we'll set up a time for you to come in, set up a time for you to get healthier, set up a time to regain your life for many of you out there struggling. All right. So I want to start this segment letting you know we have a workshop coming up this Thursday night at 7 p.m. at my office room, telling you how to get in better shape by summer. Now, it's not going to be a random better shape by summer workshop. I'm going to be laying out designed principles and how to get fat off your body, make you much leaner. It's basically makes you more confident taking off clothes in the summer, right? Going to the beach, wearing shorts, t-shirts, help your body just function much, much better. So if you want to come to that workshop, it's this Thursday night at 7 p.m. in Fishkill at my office. Give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Love to have you there. It's going to be a great, great time. Now I want to get into a principle, right? I want to share this. Never really shared this directly, but we are the anti-GLP-1 office. We're the anti-Ozempic, Tirzepatide, Wegovy, any of those medications for weight loss. I am against them. And I'll give you my reasons why. I'll plead my case, but basically, you know, that's my stance. I want us to be the anti-GLP-1 office because there is a better way to lose weight, much better, to have a much healthier body, a much better functioning body. And a lot of people, you know, they're holding on to weight. So if you're struggling with any extra weight in your body, so if it's you, someone you know, the big thing about that is it can mess up your health. It can really create a lot of health issues, joint issues, pain, future problems if you don't have them right now. You're not lazy. You're not eating fast food every day. You know, you're trying. You probably moved, you know, more than once towards trying to solve this goal, but nothing's sticking. The weight keeps coming back. So you have a damaged metabolism. And if you have a damaged metabolism, it's a disease state that a medication cannot solve. That's a big thing. It can make you a smaller version of yourself. But if toxicity is an issue, why your metabolism's damaged, then you become a smaller, more toxic version of yourself, which creates more disease, failure, and health issues down the road. I get it. Most people just want to lose weight. They don't really care. You know, if they can take a pill or an injection to help them do it. But those aren't the people I'm looking for. Those aren't people I'm trying to talk to right now. I'm trying to talk to you if you're someone who wants to do it more naturally, don't want to take this medication because you realize it can really harm your health. So, you know, no one's telling people that there's a better way. Not their primary care doctor, not the specialist, not the commercials you're seeing on TV. But the reason why you can't lose weight may have nothing to do with how much you're eating. It may have to do with what your body's missing. So I want to get into this, right? I'm going to have a real conversation about weight loss with you, and one that starts with the root cause. Because if you don't understand why the weight is on you, no drug on the planet is going to take it away permanently. So I want you to show you exactly why that's true with data that should make every person list considering GLP or any other, you know, weight loss medication, consider it very carefully. So I'm going to start with something that no one's talking about in the mainstream medical system. And that is you can be overweight and simultaneously malnourished. You can have extra weight in your body, but be malnourished at the same time. Not starving, you have enough food, but malnourished, missing the specific nutrients your body needs to run its metabolism correctly. And obesity has been described in the medical literature as a paradoxical state of malnutrition, where despite excessive caloric consumption, the body is simultaneously short on individual micronutrients it needs to function. And, you know, and that nutrient deficiency can directly contribute to further weight gain and the development of additional metabolic disease. So think about what that means. The weight itself, the condition you're trying to fix, is actively making the deficiency worse. It's kind of crazy. And the deficiency is making the weight worse. It's a loop. And you can't break the loop by simply eating less. So specifically, what are we talking about? Low vitamin D, right? That's a big part of it. And vitamin D deficiency increases a hormone called parathyroid hormone, which increases fat storage and decreases fat breakdown. And a majority of American adults are deficient, especially in the Northeast, right where we're at. Magnesium, it's involved in more than 300 enzymatic reactions in the body, including those related to energy metabolism and protein synthesis. So magnesium deficiency is directly associated with impaired glucose metabolism. It's frequently found in obese patients, individuals with metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes in both adults and children. I can keep going, but zinc, or iodine, the B vitamins, right? And it's complicated because most B vitamins, they need to be methylated and they don't tell you that stuff. So there's many things we're doing very, very wrong, creating obesity as well as metabolic issues. One study found that there's over 80% increase in likelihood of being overweight or obese in individuals who are micronutrient deficient. So that's over 80% chance of being obese. That's not a small association, guys. Not a maybe. It's 80% increased likelihood. And here's a critical question no one's asking. If you go on weight loss drugs that suppress your appetite and you eat less food, are you getting more nutrients or less? So these are the big things I'm telling you, right? Because the medical system never wants you to be healthier. They want you to have a specific result that's weight loss, but you're going to lose other tissues, up to 7% muscle, lean weight, ligaments, tendons, bone density, organ weight, but you're not going to lose fat. So what we really have to do is talk about what these things do. So number one, they destroy your muscle. In its original clinical trial for semaglutide, that ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, approximately 45% of total weight loss was lean muscle mass. So 45% of the weight you're losing is your muscle. And muscle is your longevity organ. It keeps you alive for longer when you have more muscle in your body. So nearly half of what you lose on these drugs is not fat, it's muscle. The metabolic issue, active tissue that burns calories at rest, supports your joints, holds bones together, and determines your long-term functional health, it's gone. And muscle doesn't come back easily, especially as you age. So they destroy your bones too. So a new analysis presented by American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons annual meeting in 2026 reviewed 5 years of medical records with more than 146,000 adults found that GLP-1 drugs are linked to higher risk of osteoporosis and gout. Right? Rapid weight loss and reduced nutrient intake from these drugs can compromise bone density, and older adults and postmenopausal women face particularly elevated risk. So these things deepen your nutrient deficiencies. You eat less food. And I'm going to tell you, that's one of the biggest reasons with our weight loss systems we developed with massive science and massive research. We do testing and we found that people have nutrient deficiencies is a major cause of weight gain and inability to lose weight. But if you eat less food on GLP-1s, you absorb fewer vitamins and minerals. And the deficiencies that you're already contributing to your weight gain, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, B vitamins, even more, it gets worse, not better. It gets worse. So you're losing weight in the short term while simultaneously depleting the very nutrients your body needs to maintain a healthy metabolism long term. And when you stop, because you can't be on it for life, no matter what they say, it all comes back. So a 2022 study followed participants after completing a 68-week semaglutide trial. And after stopping the medications, participants regained an average of two-thirds of their weight within a year. And here's what makes it even worse than it sounds. You regain the weight, but you're now carrying less muscle than when you started. So you have lower bone density. You are more nutrient depleted. Your metabolism is slower because the very weight you lost wasn't fat. It was the other tissue and muscle, and it was driving this issue. The vast majority of people quit within 2 years because they cannot take it anymore. So going about this the wrong way will never help you. It's going to be less healthy. You're going to gain the weight as soon as you get off the medication. You never fix the issue. So weight loss that starts with a completely different question than the one mainstream medicine is asking. Mainstream medicine asks, how do we make you eat less? The right question is, why is your body holding on to weight in the first place? And the answer is almost always found in the system, the nutrient status, hormonal profile, thyroid function, gut health, inflammatory load, metabolic flexibility. Once again, if you're someone who's trying to lose weight and you're going about it, you've had a hard time, right? And you're trying to look to the GLP-1 drugs because you just don't know how to do it anymore. There's better ways. Contact me. I'm going to give you a number very short in a segment to contact us, and we'll tell you, even if we don't help you, even if you're not a client of ours, we'll tell you how to get healthier, how to lose weight properly. So when you correct these things, right, all these things I just described, when you give the body what it's been missing, reduce the inputs that are driving fat storage, protect and build muscle mass, and work your individual biology, right? You're different than everybody else. Everybody has different nutrient deficiencies you need to be plugged in. So when you figure out your individual biology instead of working against it, weight loss becomes what it always was supposed to be, a byproduct of a body that finally is functioning correctly. So it's not a drug, it's a system, and provides results that don't disappear when the prescription runs out. So this is exactly where we work. We don't start with appetite suppression. We start with you, your labs, your history, your specific metabolic picture. We identify what your body's missing. We build a protocol around it to correct it. Real nutrition, targeted supplementation that we test and figure out individually for you, muscle preservation, hormonal support. where it's appropriate. So our patients just don't lose weight. They feel different. Their energy is different. The brain's clearer. The body's actually working because for the first time, someone addressed what was actually broken. So if you're considering a GLP-1 or if you've already been on one and you're watching the weight come back, I want you to have a real conversation before you make another decision. Not a sales pitch. We don't do that stuff. A clinical conversation about what your body actually needs. Because people are struggling. I get it. You know, 50% of our country is obese, right? And they're having disease and problems because of it. And being on a drug is not the answer to a disease you already have. So if you want to find out more, if you just want to come in as a client, we open up 10 spots each radio show for you to come in and go through the entire first process, meeting with a coach, going through the exam process, being tested, figure out what you're deficient in, and going through a real solution, what can help you to drop weight. And I'll tell you something really cool. Although weight loss isn't a primary goal, our average person loses 20 pounds in 40 days. 40 days. That's a month and 9 days, a month and, you know, 10 days, depending on the month. 40 days happens really, really quickly. In 40 days, we'll be looking, you know, at June something, even before July 4th, it can be 20 pounds lighter, and it continues to drop off your body over the 90-day process. So 40 days, you lose 20 pounds, but you continue to lose the weight over the 90-day process. We lock your metabolism into a good place. And at the end of 90 days, if you still have more weight to lose, then we'll go further with you, help you lose weight and do it properly. We want to help you. That's the goal. We want to help you and we want to share with you how to do it properly and healthily and correctly. So if you want to be one of those 10 people for free to come in and be checked out, once again, I described earlier in the show, we're in Fishkill, New York. So we have people all over the tri-state area coming to us, people traveling to us from far away. We could do Zoom meetings if you need to, but we want to test you the first time you come and meet with us. And then after that, we could do Zoom meetings and everything down the road. Just give us a call or text us the word loss, L-O-S-S, to the number 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call and say, I want to come in. I heard Dr. Ashburn on the radio. I want to be helped and we'll help you out. So do that or just text us the word loss and we'll get you set up, get you back on track to being healthier and functioning better and having a body that wants to work instead of wants to fail. All right, guys, bless you. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.